Hey, this is Will Wheaton. You're listening to Radio Brendo Man.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendo Man. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
What's going on, Phil?
Oh, it's been quite a day.
Yeah, it's been a day of you playing your Wii U.
Yeah, basically. To be fair, I didn't get the new Mario Kart game until this evening.
You got it as a Father's Day present? That's 2 weeks away, three weeks away.
Early Father's Day. Early Father's Day.
You're spoiled. You're so spoiled.
I didn't think I was going to get it until Father's Day, and then Janelle surprised me after school and said, let's get in the car. We're going to Mario Kart.
You are so spoiled.
She actually pre-ordered it for me at Best Buy, yeah. And you get – do you hear what the pre-order thing was at Best Buy?
No.
You got a $10 gas card.
Whoa.
Totally random, but, that's, I guess, because awesome. You're driving a cart.
So what is this about Mercedes and Mario Kart 8? What is
supposedly it's only in Japan, but it's possible that we'll get it over here at some point.
There's DLC.
Yeah, but it's free, a free downloadable car that you can get, and it's the new Mercedes. I guess it was a crossover promotion.
I feel like real cars entering the Mario Kart world, that's just I don't like it.
Yeah, but in Japan, they have a whole different thing. So, maybe we won't get it over here. I don't know.
It still sounds like it's crossing the streams.
A little bit there. But, I'm telling you, if you start looking into crossovers in Japan, you're going to find there's a lot more than just that,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this. I guess they have them in America too, but a Japanese company did a crossover with Pac-Man and Mario Kart if you do the arcade ones.
I've played that.
Well, right, that's okay, cool. So.
But I'm talking about branding in a Nintendo game. That just seems weird.
I agree.
And when you get real cars, what's next? Are they going to have because I feel like, what if they decide to make Mario Kart more realistic? Then it's not Mario Kart anymore.
Well, I've played it, and I can tell you for sure, it's far from realistic.
Well,
I'm not
saying now, but what if this is a slippery slope here?
I don't know. I think we're safe. I think it's okay. I think
I like the Pac-Man because it has the pie weapon, which is awesome, and you could be the ghosts. Mm-hmm. The Mario Kart arcade game is awesome. It's just crazy expensive because
I think I've played it three or four times because it's $1
per
round.
They had it on the
something.
Disney cruise, didn't they?
Maybe. I feel like maybe they did.
I feel like they did.
Somewhere we were, because I know we've played it together.
Or was it at Disney World? Maybe it was both.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And you can take your picture and have your face.
That part's awesome. You can have your face on it. It's great.
One of these days they should do a arcade pack where you can a home release of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd buy that. I'd play that in a heartbeat.
Remember Play Choice 10s?
Yeah. Of course.
That was the first time I played, because we had a Play Choice 10 machine at a Boys and Girls Club, and it had Super Mario Brothers, and it had Goonies 2 on it. And, we played the heck out of Goonies 2. Oh, no, it didn't have Goonies 2.
It was Goonies, right?
It was Goonies. That's right. It was
Goonies. Yeah, because Goonies 2 was the sequel, because there never really was.
But I think later, we had one that had Goonies 2 in it.
Goonies 2 is super fun and super impossible unless you have a guide.
Oh, dude. I remember there was some point where I got to a bridge with those things coming across, and I couldn't, and I got stuck, and I had no idea what to do. Because there's all the puzzles. The puzzles got crazy.
Yeah. And there were solutions where you had to, there's no way some of them you would come up with.
You had to, use a certain item against the wall and, light a candle and then knock on the wall And because like there would be parts where it went into that weird first person mode. And that was where you would get all stuck. Because like if you didn't do the very specific thing, you wouldn't be able to proceed in the game.
Plus, that's definitely one of those classic games where you had to draw a map or you would never find your way around.
Like, it was crazy. I still don't understand that game. It's really weird. Like, Andy's a mermaid for some reason?
Yeah. Yeah, the connection with Goonies itself, like the movie, is very...
Well, you're Mikey.
Tenuous.
And yeah, Fratelli's got out, but Andy is a mermaid.
Like, yeah, and you have, like, superpowers and stuff.
Yeah, but dude, some of those weapons are awesome. The yo-yo and the boomerang and
all those speaking weapons. Of Goonies, isn't there supposed to be like a Goonies sequel?
They're talking about it. I think it'll work. If everybody's on board and it's like the kids, their kids go on like an adventure and they film it in Astoria, I'm on board. I'm totally on board. I think that could work. I feel like we've talked about this.
Yeah, I think so. But then that reminds me, because there's another movie that they announced they're going to do a sequel to this week, and I got confused. Because they're also doing a sequel to My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Ugh.
Oh, come on. You have to admit the original one was really fun.
I don't even think I've seen that movie.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
Okay, I went to that movie.
That just seems like a weird... Why are they doing... Why have they waited? Like, I feel like if they had done that right away, yeah. But, like, now, like, I don't think... Does anybody even remember that?
I think that women of a certain age definitely will.
Yeah, but I feel like, don't you think, like, that... Like, the time frame to really capitalize...
It might be a little outside of the ideal, but, you know.
I just don't understand.
I'm telling you, I went to that movie. I actually saw it in the theater with Janelle and her mom. And Janelle's mom's like, you have to see this movie. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to go see this stupid movie. Janelle's mom's making me do this. And I was like, all grumbly about it. And I really liked it.
You really like it. Whatever.
It's a good movie.
I don't know. Those kind of sequels.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know about the sequel. Who knows? But that was one of the first three movies I ever bought on DVD. I bought three movies at the same time for Janelle when I got it. We got a DVD player. It was that one. And About a Boy and The Bourne Identity. Those are the first three DVDs I ever owned.
Wow.
So there you go.
That is a rando selection.
About a Boy is still the best of those, but, you know, I'm happy to own them all. It's all good.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Holds up.
Yep. It holds up. Love About a Boy.
You know there's About a Boy TV show?
Yeah. I watched a little bit of it. I don't know. Maybe it's just, I think I'm too attached to the movie and the book. I also love the book, but like they're American, which kind of throws it off a little bit. And
I don't know if I could handle that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't watch a whole episode, to be fair, but I didn't like what I saw.
Also, like, Nicholas Holt is just so perfect.
Yeah, like, it's just, it's really hard for me to see those characters done differently.
And Toni Collette.
Yeah.
So good. I love her. She's amazing in everything. She's incredible.
Yeah. Have you seen The Way, Way Back yet?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I had a pretty good week, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Work's not getting you down too much.
I lost you. Hello?
Uh-oh. Can you hear me now?
There you are. You're back.
It's one of those.
You just went like, okay, and then like you're gone.
Okay. So work's not getting you down too much?
No, hold on. Work is not getting me down too much just because, you know, whatever. It is what it is. You know?
Yeah. All right.
I'm having that week. Probably next week I'll be like, screw this. I hate everything.
You're going through the seven stages of being lit.
I didn't feel good the other day, and I went home like a couple hours early. And then... This morning, I slept in, and so I just came in late. I'm at that stage.
Have you been watching Office Space like on repeat?
Probably. I'm not quite there yet.
Not quite yet.
You know, whatever. It's whatever. It is what it is. I've been applying for jobs.
That's good. Any potential
not
leads?
Yet. Okay. Not yet. Nothing. The job I applied for in the job I interviewed for in Orange, I don't think they haven't called me, so I'm assuming that's a no go.
What about this nonsense about moving to Washington?
Haven't heard back from Amazon yet.
Okay.
If they call and they make an offer I can't refuse, well, you know, we'll talk. But
I might have to do an Amazon impression and call you up.
Wenden. We do not want you. This is Amazon.
Wenden, this is Amazon.
This is Amazon.
We do not want you to work here.
Yes, we sound like your mother.
Please stop applying to our company.
What?
That's my Amazon impression.
People are going to think you're racist.
That's not. How's that racist? I don't even know what
it sounds
race that
like
would be.
Some weird, like Andy Rudy and.
No, that's just like a kid speech impediment. Just making fun
so
of kids'
now
speech
you're
impediments.
Fun of
that's
speech
all.
Impediments. There was a kid.
No one can get mad about that.
There was a kid in junior high who had a lisp, and everybody made fun of him, and I felt bad for that kid.
But that's not so much a lisp. That's like the Homestar Runner, you know.
But he did, yeah, and he did that because his name was Marty, and we all Marty Peels. That's how he sounded. But on top of that, I just gave his name. I feel bad.
Yeah, now everyone. So look, I'm the bad guy. You're the one like actually calling him out there.
Marty. But on top of that, like, see, because like this is where I feel like. If you have something like that going against you, you need to like make up for it, you know, by being like funny or like being
cool.
Yeah,
hopefully you can.
But this kid was also the smelly kid, and he was the kid that he always had like a hole in his crotch in his pants.
Yeah.
Like that kid, crotch hole.
He's probably now like a multimillionaire, like something, you know. That's usually
probably went to speech therapy. Probably figured out that being the smelly kid sucks. Probably turned it around.
I always felt so bad for the smelly kid because, like, they were always really nice, but they were also the smelly kid.
Yeah.
Like, how do you help them with that? It's like that Freaks and Geeks, you know?
What kind of shampoo do you use?
What kind of shampoo do you use? What kind of deodorant do you use?
I know I smell.
I smell, Sam. Oh, what is that?
What is that?
Yeah, I guess I should have known Freaks and Geeks already addressed the issue better than we ever could. So,
yeah, but like a lot of the smelly kids don't have
right.
Morgan's excuse.
Yeah, that's not usually the case.
What is that? Well, I sit in my own filth a lot, and I don't bathe ever, and I don't wash my clothes.
I don't change my clothes.
I poop my pants all the time.
Did I ever tell you about? I'm not going to say names, unlike you. But did I ever tell you about? Our family friend, like the pants pooper that pooped his pants all the way into like high school.
Yep.
Yeah, his sister was a pants peer, but she would poop in the toilet. But he would just poop his pants, and like I remember,
did they not potty train their children?
There was just no like consequences. Like they were a really odd family, and like so I remember we got a hot tub, and he like pooped his pants. Before, like, a brand new hot tub when I was a kid.
Josh,
and my parents were like, you need a shower. And he's like, I'm not going to shower. And he just, like, wanted to go into the hot tub with, like, poop pants. And they wouldn't let him in. And there was this big, like, ordeal. Like, I don't know. Yeah. And he did it, like, all the way up into high school.
I love that Josh is like, of course, I just get here and it's shit talk. Welcome to Radio Brendoman.
We're only 14 minutes in. So, you know, it doesn't take long to get to that.
It's not Radio Brendoman without poop talk. Yeah. Hey, we have no reader mail. So if there's no reader mail, that's when we go to straight to poop talk.
Yeah, that's our go-to. What are we going to talk about? Well, poop. There's always poop.
Everybody poops, man.
Yeah, and everyone can relate. Because if you weren't the stinky kid, you knew the stinky kid.
I had a dream the other night. I don't know why I dreamed about this, but I dreamt for some reason that I was going around and I like just like pooped on the ground. I had like a I'm like oh no, and then it was just like like what is that telling me?
I don't know.
You have to poo? Because I didn't. I woke up thinking maybe I have to poo. You know, sometimes in your sleep, if you think peeing.
And then you wake up and you're like,
But like, I thought maybe that's what it meant, but it totally didn't. So I'm like, why did I just dream that I pooped on the ground?
I had the worst, like it was the most boring, but also like kind of anticlimactic dream. Because I listed some stuff on like a Facebook page for like you can sell, buy and sell stuff, you know. I had some old like sports Nintendo 64 games that aren't worth very much, so I tried to sell a whole lot of them for like $5. And I dreamed that someone
in real life?
In real life I did that. So in my dream, I dreamed that someone responded and was like, I might be interested.
What sports games do you own?
Well, I got like a lot off of like eBay way back, and I had like the, you know, there was a bunch of like leftover junk.
I was
going to
say like Phil sports games.
What? Yeah, yeah. This is all the like leftovers. It's not worth selling and whatever. So I put the listing up and no one responded for a while, and I like dropped down the price to try to get people to answer. And I dreamed.
Of course, you would dream about eBay auctions.
No, this is just on like a Facebook page.
Oh,
like you know, just a buy sell trade type of thing, like in our local communities. Okay. And so I dreamed that someone had responded, not that they were going to buy it, but they would make me an offer for less money. And then I woke up and went to go check because I thought someone had responded. And not, so I didn't even dream someone said they were going to buy it. I dreamed someone was going to offer me less money.
You know what you dream about eBay, though.
I do. And it's so, like, it's such a boring dream. Sometimes I'm so bored with my dreams. Like,
oh, dude,
there's
the worst.
Exciting about that.
The worst dreams are like, depending on where I'm working, like, oh, dude, when I worked at Burger King dreams are like, you wake up and you're like, no, like, I have to go to work now. And you dream about, because that's like the worst, when you dream about work and then you got to go to work and you're just like, oh, God, I hate my, or like,
can't
it's like
even
you, dream, you dream about school and then you got to go to school.
Yeah.
And now I still dream. Like, I have these recurring dreams that I'm like, back, it's college. And it's like, oh, why am I here? Like, even in my dream, I'm like, this is stupid.
And it's not the fun parts of, like, hanging out at college. It's the homework and stuff.
That's it. Josh says, I have dreams that it's the end of the semester and I haven't gone to class once. That's me too.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I'm always in danger of graduating. And then it's like I'm
jealous.
In the dorm again. But I'm like, it's not like I'm a kid either. I'm like me now. But I'm like living in a dorm.
Right.
And I'm like, ugh, dorms. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah. Which, again, when we lived in the dorms, I was like, I'm never going to leave the dorms. This is the best thing ever.
Lived in dorms for like 5 years. By like the third year, I was so over it.
I cannot imagine having to do that again.
Because I went back because I was in dorms for 2 years at Biola, and then I went back to school. I was in the dorm all 3 years. At least my senior year at Central, I was an RA, and I had my own room, and I got my mom's couch, so I made it all awesome. Like, I had a couch, and, like, I would put my computer, like, I had, like, I would watch movies and, like, sit on a couch, so it was, like, sort of like having, like, a little cool little apartment. Except I lived on the freshman floor, and those people were all hopeless.
Well, I do not miss those. I miss those days, but I do not miss living.
Communal bathrooms, sharing a bathroom with like 25 dudes.
Yeah. Not something that I miss at all. I loved those years, but I would never go back to that.
Yeah, because, like, as bad as, like, because I've had some, like, crazy roommate situations, but then I think about, like, living in a dorm.
That being said, now I have to share bathrooms with two little kids, and it's gotten to the point now where they go in there and take, like, long poops now, and they both go at the same time. I never thought, like, we have two bathrooms, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. You're never going to have to wait for the bathroom again.
Oh, dude, my brother and I would always synchronize our
poop. Yeah.
Because we had to go at the same time, because otherwise, like, you didn't trust the other person to, like, with a Nintendo or whatever, or, like, my brother might take over the TV or something. Like, if I So like I would go because we had two bathrooms. So I would go when he went. Like it would synchronize. Because otherwise, well, you're like leaving the TV open, or you know, shenanigans on the Nintendo.
Yeah, you never. That's true. Yeah, Audrey and Luke have gotten in some fights about like they'll pause the game and then one of them leaves to go do something and the other like unpauses it and oh, don't pause. It's kind of cool they that they have that
strict
fight
pause,
already.
Like it makes rules. Me really happy. Yeah. Because otherwise it's chaos, man. You can't have that.
Yeah.
All right.
And you got to have the no crossing in front of the TV while you're playing rules.
Oh, well, that's just, I mean, what are we living in a freaking, come on.
We're living in a society here.
Well, at least now, like, all the controllers are wireless. Because I remember, like, parents getting tangled up in controls.
Oh, yeah. Or someone tripping over the wire and yanking the whole thing.
Oh, dude.
Oh. That's the worst.
Now I'm not. Now, yeah. See, Josh says he plays at a desk, so that's not a problem. There you go. You're a big boy now. Play your video games at a desk.
No one. What about cats, though? Cats could still mess it up.
It's true.
Could. All right. He even acknowledges that. Oh, hey, real quick, Josh in the chat, have you read any cat tales or cat stories? We gave Josh and Rachel some books of cat tales and a book of cat tales and a book of cat stories. Oh, he hasn't read them yet. Okay. I just was curious if they're any good.
You should get him the Lloyd Alexander cat books.
That's actually true. I can't believe that he's not like his favorite author. Cause he writes about zombies and cats and
I was looking at like the Lloyd, like the page at like the end of the Vesperhalia, and like there's like six books that have like cat in the title.
Yeah. Oh, he's got tons of cat books. Time Cat.
Isn't there one called Time Cat? Cat. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Time Traveling and
Cats. I want to read that book. And I don't even really like cats. Time Cat.
Yeah. But think of like the cat in the Chronicles of Prydain is awesome. She has a cat in Vesperhalia, like, you know, throughout all the books.
Yep. Blink. Oh, I remember that game. All right. Well, you know what's not. Oh, crap. I was going off of a segue from something we said 5 minutes ago, so I can't do that anymore.
You got to back segue to the old thing first.
Because we were talking about chaos. Before? And I would say, you know what's not total chaos is Stitcher. It's cool. Got all your podcasts in one place.
Yes. All including the podcasts.
Including this podcast, and you should rate and review us on that and on iTunes and everything. If you want to support the show, that's probably one of the better things you can do. Get the word out and help it. Help us.
If you get tell us on two those people lists, to listen to the show on Stitcher, that would be
and
good.
And then, yeah. Well, it's a free app, or you can just listen on the web on Stitcher, you know. And if you haven't signed up yet, when you sign up for an account, you can use the code Brendoman. But either way, you don't even have to do that. Just listen, subscribe and rate and review just like you do on iTunes, because I know you're all doing that. Thank you
in
advance. And if you want to be super cool like that, you know what else is super cool, Phil?
What else is super cool?
Dream host. Super cool.
It is. I happen to know we had someone else sign up.
Ooh, nice. Somebody else. Nice.
Another one. Yeah.
So you can start your own blog, podcast, business. You know, they got like one-click installs for like shopping carts stuff.
Good. Shopping carts are good.
And when you sign up, you can use the promo code Radio Brendoman, save $50 off your order, and get a free additional domain registration. And when you sign up, you already get one domain, but with this code, you'll get two.
Bonus.
And that's for the life of your hosting account.
For a long life.
And you know, don't have to worry about like forgetting to renew your domains. Like sometimes somebody, sometimes I almost did and almost lost. What did I almost lose?
What did you almost lose? Lost
Brendo Man Productions.
Oh.
Because at this point, I've had some of these domains for so long that even though I'm not using them, I don't want them to become like a spam hole. And you never know when you might use them again. And because if you let them go, if you let a domain go that you've had for a long time, you're not getting it back. It's gone. Because somebody will get it, like a spammer. Like radiobrendoman.com. Those bastards. Because I'm like, I'm not going to need this anymore. I'm not doing my podcast. I'll let it go. I'll just get it again if I need it. Nope. That does not happen.
So you would say then that the song from Frozen is not good advice when it comes to websites?
No. Nope. When it comes to domain names, don't let it go.
Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Just renew a little more.
Yes.
Et cetera.
I haven't seen that movie, but that song is on the radio a lot.
You still haven't seen Frozen?
Yeah.
It's still in the theater somewhere.
When was the last time that like a song from an animated movie was on the radio? I feel like when like they were doing those when and it's like the actual song. Like cuz I remember when like if like they'd have like the cuz like in the Disney movies they would have like the like what was it Sheena Easton or somebody did like A Whole New World or something or Peebo Bryson. Right. Well, so like that would
been doing that
be on the radio.
Who did that? Someone did this one. Someone did Let It Go. I can't remember who. It's on the soundtrack, though. So,
but now it's like there's actually like Idina Menzel doing Let It Go on the radio. So, yeah. It's crazy. Crazy times. Are you sick of Frozen yet, Phil?
That's crazy.
There's like this thing, like I was just reading a lot really of parents. Good,
so it's, you know.
A lot of parents, if I've read some complaints, get a little sick of it.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately our kids have a wide enough palate that, you know, there's a lot of rotation. So,
yeah,
you know.
Do you remember the Full House? Do you remember the Full House where Michelle wouldn't stop listening to Baby Beluga?
I do. Because I love my kids love Baby Beluga too, so I can relate.
Baby Beluga.
That does happen. I can't tell you how many times I've done that song. Let it go, let it go. That's not the song that's been stuck in my head today, though.
You know what? You shouldn't let go.
What's that?
You shouldn't let go using Amazon and going to our site first and clicking the Amazon banner before you do it.
That's something you should still do.
You shouldn't let go of that. You shouldn't let go of buying things.
Do you want to buy from Amazon? That's right. So someone bought something from Amazon.
Someone got one thing this week. You guys are slacking.
It's not payday yet. That's the problem.
I got paid today.
Well, it's a long month, so if you get paid two times a month, we don't get paid like for a little bit longer.
Well, somebody bought the brand new Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou Criterion Blu-ray. So finally,
that's awesome.
Came out Criterion Blu-ray.
That might be my favorite of his.
You are talking insane talk right now.
I don't know. It's up there. It's up there for me. I do love Rushmore, though, too. I love them all. But I think that might be my favorite.
That's probably... I love them all, but it's probably towards the bottom for me.
Really? It's definitely towards the top
for me. Not in a bad way. It's just I love... Like, Tenenbaums is my number one. Rushmore is probably my number two. Fantastic Mr. Fox is my number three. Moonrise Kingdom is probably, like, my number four.
Oh, I do love Moonrise Kingdom.
And, like, Grand Budapest is, like, up there, too. Now, and Bottle Rocket. Oh, I don't know, man. They're all so good. Everything's all good. It's all good. And then I had, like, after I watched, like, I after, like, the third or fourth viewing, I have a much more appreciation for, what's it called?
The train one?
The train one. That we both said.
The train one. The train movie. What's it? I could call out to Janelle and ask her what it is again. I've been doing that today.
No.
Janelle.
No.
What's the Wes Anderson train movie?
It was, the...
Express.
No.
Limited?
No.
How can I think of it as Budapest now? It's a place.
This is the Darjeeling Limited. Gosh.
Yeah, see, I knew it was Express or Limited or one of those train things. Caboose. Caboose. Darjeeling Caboose.
All right, well, so we don't have any, we didn't have any mail, and we got that one. So, you know, I mean, everybody gets a little tired, so that's cool.
Yeah.
About to hit the summer.
It's starting to heat up.
It's almost summertime. Yeah. Get the livings easy, and it's busy, and movies, and Ice Cream Man, and all that good stuff.
Good.
I saw this ice cream truck the other day. The thing that I love about ice cream trucks is, like, their blatant copyright infringement. Like, this one that I saw had, like, straight up, it had Lightning McQueen on it, and it even had the car's logo. And I'm like, sure, no way is that, like, an official Disney. No, it's a freaking ice cream truck. But I'm like, this guy's
just,
like,
all those... Just blatantly, at least he wasn't playing like Small World or something through the.
Oh, I don't know what he was playing. This was on the. I saw it on the freeway because this thing was huge. But I'm like, this guy just does not care. He's like, bring it on, Disney attorneys, bring it on. I got the Cars logo on the back of my ice cream truck, including multiple Disney characters, and he had like Spider-Man on the side. Like, this guy's just going all out.
He could be like the official Disney ice cream truck because Marvel is owned by Disney.
This definitely was not.
Well, you know, till it's not like he has an address where they can like catch him at. They just keep moving. It's a perfect cover for a crime. No one's going to suspect a ice cream truck.
Speaking of copyright infringing eateries, remember... Remember that place by the Dollar Theater?
The place by the Dollar Theater.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Tacos de Chihuahua. And it had the Taco Bell dog. And we're like, that seems wrong. Because it's like, wait, dog tacos? Or is it because it's like, because of the Taco Bell dog? Because it had the picture of the like the dog with the beret.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
But it kind of made it sound like
lost in translation here.
Yeah. I can't imagine a Chihuahua. If you're going to eat a dog, I don't think Chihuahua is where you'd start.
But it was Tacos de Chihuahua.
Yeah.
And it had a picture of a dog. But it was obviously the Taco Bell dog, and they were trying to rip off that. But it was not done very well. So it's like, am I eating dog tacos? I never went in there.
No, absolutely not. Just in case.
Especially after our El Taco experience.
Yeah. Well, because what if they really are serving dog and people complain and they're like, hey, it's in the title. Like, it's in our name.
Yeah. What?
You can't get mad.
They are. And what are you going to do? We said.
Yeah.
We said it. It's right there. It
says tacos. Tacos of dog. Can't complain. Yeah. Definitely not worth the risk.
I wonder if that place is still there.
I don't know. I feel like everything down there is kind of shut down and turned over.
Ah, good old Norwalk.
Oh, Norwalk. How I kind of miss thee.
That theater, man.
It's like a disco party in there. The lights. I wonder if it's still like that.
Oh, dude.
Go back there. Do you remember when you tried to smuggle in a 2-liter bottle of soda into there? And they What did you have it like? How did you hide it even? Like under your shirt or something?
Well, I had big I think I had it under my shirt, like.
And you got mad at them.
Well, I once brought in, like, a bag of hamburgers in my shorts. Like, I was always bringing in food in there. And it doesn't even make sense, because they had, like, dollar, like, the food was cheap, too. But it was such a cheap. We were so like cheap and like.
Yeah. Well, because there was that like discount store across the parking lot.
I remember that, and I also remember because it was 29 Cent Hamburgers. I remember having hamburgers in my pocket sometimes.
I just remember you got so mad at them because they wouldn't let you bring in a 2-liter bottle, but like it was so obvious that you had a 2-liter bottle. What? It's like that Far Side where the guy's trying to steal a piano from the piano store by hiding it under his jacket. Like that was kind of you with a 2-liter bottle.
Yeah, I wasn't trying very hard.
I don't have anything. What are you talking about? I bought this here.
I remember also the most embarrassing thing one time was I had some fast food and I had it in my pants. And it was when I went with Mike to go see Lake Placid. And Mike being the guy that he is, he did it as a joke because he didn't think the guy was going to do anything. But he's like, this kid has food in his pants. And I freaked out, and then it all fell out of my pants because I was like,
I can imagine.
And then the guy felt bad for me. But the guy, I think, felt bad for me because he's like, just go in.
Oh, gosh.
Because, you know, he was just being funny. Kid has food in his pants.
I admit, I got pretty good at sneaking stuff in my cargo shorts. Like,
oh, dude.
I could fit a lot of stuff in these things.
Yeah.
Now I try not to eat all that much junk food in the... Although, yeah, when we went to see X-Men with Josh and Rachel, they had, like, these giant tubs of caramel corn, and it was really good. Mm. And we ate a lot of it. And then Josh and Rachel didn't eat much of theirs, and they sent theirs home with us, and then we ate that the next day.
Caramel corn's good.
Yeah, it was really good. You know what else is really good?
What?
The Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went and saw that with my mom last weekend.
Was it awkward watching it with your mom?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I prepped her beforehand. She knew that this is, you know, I mean, it's...
This is the South Park, guys. It's like, yeah, come on.
Except without the restraints of even, like, being on Comedy Central. Like, no holds barred, you know. It was about as dirty as you could possibly imagine. But it was also brilliant and, like, really funny and really well written. And I think actually made, like, some really good points about stuff. And it was awesome. It was super awesome. It was really funny, too, because we saw it in Orange County at the, you know, Performing Arts Center place, whatever it's called. And... You know, I mean, it's kind of like an upper crust crowd there, and there's a lot of, like, you know, fancy, ritzy people, and it's like...
Are there any walkouts?
I don't know. I think they're, like, it's one of those, like, Emperor's New Clothes kind of things where they're all too cool to, like, they don't want to be the one that's not, like, cultured enough to watch something like that, but you could just tell, like, the awkward, like... conversation in the lobby and like the intermission, like there was this old lady trying to explain to another old lady what was happening in the play, and she's like,
yeah,
why are they so angry, or what's happened, why are they
I remember
all...
when I saw Avenue Q with the Pantages, which is a pretty normal crowd, but there were some people that, like, obviously had no idea what they were going to see.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it, you know, kind of taking you off guard if you walked in and didn't know, but I don't know, like, read something beforehand, I guess.
Yeah.
Josh asked if I saw it at the Segerstrom. I think so. Is that the one that's right by the 55 and the 405 there?
By Fashion Island.
Yeah, that's where we saw it. Yeah. And anyway, it was really funny and awesome.
The super fancy mall. Oh, he's telling you that's where he saw it. He's like, no, I am telling you. I'm not asking you.
Oh, he's telling me that's where I saw it.
That whole place is like uppity.
Yes, that is where, like, I saw it, at that one.
That whole place is uppity because that's like the super fancy mall with like the fancy stores. It's like the freaking Gucci store in the mall.
Yeah, I had to dress kind of nice, even. Well, ooh, for me.
So what did that mean? Spiffy shirt?
And pants. I wore pants. And I had a little collar, I don't know, I did have it unbuttoned, but I still had a collared shirt on. So, other awesome things about it We actually got my mom to pose for a picture with me at the, like, they have like a, you know, giant poster thing where you can pose. So I have like documentation that she went and saw it with me. And I don't know. It was just super, super. Okay. This is kind of interesting because the, it's definitely not friendly towards the Book of Mormon, in case you were wondering if it was like,
oh yeah. If there's one thing that like you can tell that Trey and Matt actively like hate, it's Mormons.
Yeah. And I mean, to be fair, they, you know, although they're like stupid and they make fun of what they believe and stuff, they are still like the heroes of the story, more or less ish. And so, you know, they're not like completely like brutal to them, but it's pretty bad. And yet, like, there's a giant, like, 3 pages full ad from the Mormon church. And it says, "You've seen the play. Now read the book, the Book of Mormon." Like, so they're like, and I read,
we're
an
cool,
article,
guys. We're cool.
Yeah. Well, and I read an interview with Matt and Trey, and they're like, beforehand, everyone was telling them, like, oh, they're going to freak out. They're going to sue you, or they're going to boycott. And they're like, no, they'll be cool. And sure enough, like, they said, we have faith in the Mormon church enough to know how they're going to respond. And they did. They're like, yeah, we're in on the joke.
It's, Mormon church is too cool. Slick and too, they're not, they don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. What? It's funny. Oh, those guys have a good sense of humor. Ha ha. Like, they're not.
If they, that's why they couldn't, any other, I feel like, yeah, like the Mormon church is too like smart and slick. Like if they did this like about like the Baptist church, oh yeah, there'd be picket lines around the block, or like Catholic church, or
yeah,
any like, you know, anything else, like, yeah. But like the Mormons, they're smart when it comes to that kind of stuff. They don't.
Christians could learn a little bit from that, I suppose. Hey, chill out a little bit, you know.
Well, they save their energy for like things that they like, you know, that are a little bit more important for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because like I feel like the Mormons are more involved in like backroom politics and like that kind of stuff. Like they don't, none of these like dumb protests and like that kind of thing. They're more in like the shady backroom deals,
if
controlling.
They want something to go down, it goes down.
Yeah. So, okay. What is this? Backyard of Death?
Okay. So I have a continuing story about, remember last week, I think it was, I told you about the bird that came to die in our backyard.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had cats come in our backyard multiple times.
Is your house on an Indian burial ground?
I'm starting to wonder. Okay. Cause
when they start coming back from the dead, that is when you need to move immediately.
It's time. Well, okay, so it might have. I don't know, because the bird like died in the back corner, and I like went out. Like,
I buried in Phil's pet cemetery.
So I went back in the back corner to like, you know, I brought the trash can around and gloves and stuff to pick it up, and it was gone, like completely gone,
dude. Cat.
So either a cat probably ate it, which is the most likely, but it could be like, you know, roaming around, undead crow. Or raven or whatever. So it's possible. But then, okay, so that happened and the bird disappeared. The next day, so I'm sitting out here like in the playroom, and it's got windows on 3 walls, right, that kind of faces out to the backyard. So I'm in here like typing on my computer because I have the computer out here, and I start hearing like this rustling sound in the backyard. And at first I thought it was just some birds or whatever, and then I rustle. It sounds like a bigger animal, so I think, oh, it's a cat. I'm going to go shoo it off, and I go out and look around, and I can't find anything. So I come back in, and then I hear it again. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see a giant black dog running through our backyard.
Jeez.
Okay. Our yard is totally fenced in, right? So, like, it must have jumped over the fence to get in our backyard. Well, we had seen this dog, like, wandering around the neighborhood, no collar, and it's, like, foaming at the mouth. Like, honestly, it probably has rabies or something.
It's a rabid dog.
And it's like it's all acting clumsy and like kind of scared and crazy because it's probably really sick, you know. And it's like in the backyard, and it's like up in the corner, and there's these dogs up from our neighbors. It's like trying to get at them, but it can't get to them. And I had to like chase it out of the yard with a hose and a stick, but I didn't want to get too close to it. So I chased it out of the yard, and then I like go in to call animal control because they, you know, need to come pick it up. And as I'm like on the phone with them, I see it like in the backyard again. It had jumped over the fence again. So like I chased it out again, and
You're like the animal control wound up coming down. You're fucking.
I'm telling you, like it was so like, and we have the fence was closed. I don't know like why it wanted to come in our yard twice. But then it was like running up and down the street.
It wanted to die there so it could be reborn.
It did. At that, they come here to die. I'm telling you. So fortunately, I think I got it out before it died because I went back and looked and I couldn't find it back there again. So maybe they caught it and brought it to die elsewhere. But
maybe it already died and resurrected as an undead dog, zombie dog.
It could be. It could be out there right now.
Phil Vecchio, literally baffled by animals.
Yeah, I don't understand how they work. Okay, and then so the last thing is today, there's a new gopher hole.
I just want a video of you out there with your hose and your
broom. Oh, I had a big long stick and a hose, and I was like, like yelling at it, trying to get it to run. I was like smacking the ground with the stick to make sound and like spraying the hose towards it. And it was like running around, like smacking into trees and the fence because it was like, you know, delirious. I don't know. Josh says, do I know how many animals have died in any other yards? No. I think they all come to my yard.
Animals never died in my yard.
Yeah, I don't know. Because this didn't just happen at this house. Remember, it happened at our old apartment, too. So it's not. This is like a recurring, you know, situation that we've had for a while.
I think you just, I don't know.
How do I know my Josh situation might be right. Statistically significant? No, it is. Because how many times has animals come and died near you? In your apartment. We had people die in our yard in our apartment. And that was like, I mean, we had animals die in the yard in the apartment. That was like
people die in your yard.
Animals. I mean, animals. They had animals come and die in our backyard there. And that was like a 6x10 cement thing. So, I don't know. I think it's significant.
Trying to annoy you.
Then I had a gopher. Like, I saw it pop its head up out of a hole. So I run and grab my, gopher trap and the shovel and stuff, and I dig it up and stick it in the hole where he had popped up earlier, and I'm watching it, and I can see him like inside the trap looking up at the hole out the hole at me, and then it starts like filling it in with dirt, like it figured out how not to get caught. So I grabbed a stick and like set off the trap automatically, but manually, but I was too late. He escaped.
They're getting too smart.
The animals are conspiring against me, I'm telling you.
Josh, do you know how many animal deaths there are
in Ukiah every week? Yes, they're all in my yard. In fact, when I call up animal control, they're just like, yep, how many are dead this time? They know me. They know they have my number in their save numbers, you know. All right. Fell again.
Well, let's get the playground update.
Oh, Playground of Doom update. Nothing. I was too busy chasing dogs around the yard, you know.
Playing Mario Kart now.
Playing Mario
Kart. Forget about it. Now that you got Mario Kart, it's game over.
It's game over, man. It is. I will get very little done. We're going to have to go on vacation just so I can do something besides
play Mario Kart. How many dead playgrounds are in your yard?
Well, if you count like the other little play sets, we have 3 that are, but those ones aren't broken. They're fine. We have quite a backyard menagerie of toys.
Hey, I got a fat alert.
Tell us about your fat alert.
So tonight I went to my friend's birthday thingy. It was a coworker friend, and she went to a wine bar place.
Okay.
In North Park, and I think I realized something. Most bars are not fat friendly at all. And okay. I think that's why I hate them, because like even in bars, like they're always crowded, and like those situations for fat people, there's always people bumping into you. You're always like when you're trying to get through like a crowd of people, as a fat person, it's just not like, and everybody looks at you like, oh, and like you get these looks. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm a large person. It's like you shouldn't even belong there. I don't like it.
Yeah, I can
we
see
need
that.
To have fat bar, and it'd fat be like, bar? It'd be fats like only? Just, well, it'd be fats only, and we'd all just have our own lazy boys. And there'd be wide walkways, massive walkways. There's no walkways Like, there's no designated walkways in bars, so you're always having to, like, push through people. And as, like, a large person, it's just, like, I'm always shoving people. And I cannot tell you how often, if I have my arms out, like, in any, like, any position, I have to, like, be like this, like, scrunched all the time, because people will just run into my elbows. Right. Flat out. Like, I have accidentally decked people, like, so many times.
Well, you have the added disadvantage of you're very, like, tall as well.
Yeah.
So you have the, you know, long limbs flailing about.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, on that note, going to a play is definitely not a fat-friendly situation. Like, you have to get back to your seat first after, like, intermission.
Or else you're climbing scooting over your butt people, past all of those it. People. And then you got to decide.
And they
giving
do not
them
like
the butt.
It.
You're giving them the crotch.
Yeah.
Which way? What are you going to do? Either way is no good.
Yeah, which, I don't know. I still don't know what's the best. I don't know. Nope. No good. And you certainly can't face forward. That doesn't work. You got elbows in their face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's good. Good to know. They need more fat bars.
Because, yeah, I think I always feel uncomfortable in bars. And I think that half and people of it just. Is... People just what?
That's what it is.
People just what?
Oh, I was going to say, I think people just need to know to let you scoot by. Like, when you're going by someone, don't assume that they can get by the same way.
Yeah.
It takes
and then
a little
I
more
try
space
to do, like, I'm like.
For flailing about.
And then I'm trying to be nice, so I'm just, like, kind of, like, I need. And then I get a, like, and like, I'm just, like, excuse me. It's like the Garth, you know? I'd like to get by now.
Yeah.
You
know.
All right. Moving on. You ready to move on?
Moving on.
Book corner.
What you got?
I finished Full Moon, which was the second book in the Dresden Files series that involved werewolves. And
pretty good.
It was awesome. Real good. Real good. Liked it a lot. And I am currently reading A Tangle of Knots, and it is amazing.
It is, right?
Oh, so good.
How, like, how far are you through, like, about?
Like a little over a third.
Okay, okay. Oh, it really is.
And, like, it's as funny. People's, like, as you start, as there's more and more connections,
mm-hmm.
and, like, things are starting to come together, you're just like, characters are really cool.
It's really, really, really good. I can see why she's had so many books published, and, like,
she's a great storyteller. She's an amazing storyteller.
It's good, too, because, you know, it's a lot easier to talk with someone about their stuff when it's really genuinely awesome and you don't have to pretend to like it, you know?
Yeah.
So it'll be good having her on, because I can genuinely sing its praises. Like, seriously, seriously good. And she's, like, this book in particular is, like, on a bunch of, like, must-read lists. What do you call them? Like, book lists for school districts, like, across the country. Like, state reading lists and stuff. Mm-hmm. And every week they keep adding it to new ones. So it's doing quite well.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm taking a break on S because I had to return it to the library. I might just buy it. I haven't decided.
It's because
it's probably
awesome.
Going to take a while, so I might need to buy it.
Then you have, like, all the artifacts in the right place, and that, you know. You have to
well, I figured the artifacts I have all, like, I had them all, and but they were, like, separate, so I had to, like, put them. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, and then I read, and then I started. I'm like a few, like, 10 chapters in. On Mostly Harmless, which I never read before.
That's the last one, right?
Yes.
Yes. Pretty good.
It's really good. It's so, like, bizarro, crazy. Like, it's so funny. And also, it's funny because I actually like the movie.
I did,
I'm
too.
I'm one of those weirdos. But now I, like... Ford Prefect is Mos Def, like when, in my mind, in my brain. And I think it works. And like, you know, and I think like, and Martin Freeman. And then like I read Marvin as Alan Rickman.
Uh-huh.
Like it's like in my head.
No, I think they did a great job with it. I mean, I get why it wasn't a huge commercial success, but I mean, it's a tough book to adapt, you know, for at least for a mainstream audience.
Oh yeah. Well then like the I don't know what they were going to do with like some of the later, like especially this book, cuz Mostly Harmless deals with like parallel dimensions and like all kinds of other stuff. Like once you get into that stuff, it's like just goes completely bonkers.
Yeah, I almost wonder if they didn't intend to do the whole series. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what their intentions were because things just get more and more crazy. So, I don't know.
But super awesome. And it's also one of the few books that I like, or series anyway, that I like literally laugh out loud while I'm reading.
Oh, yeah. There's it's so, like, just so many funny little asides and just all the, like, humor. And, like, it's so all over the place. It's just, oh, it's great. Love it.
So good.
Douglas Adams was a freaking genius.
Yeah. Agreed. Have you read other stuff by him in addition to?
I haven't read the Dirk Gently books. I probably will read those next.
Those are really good. I've read, I think there's just two of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely I played it. Starship Titanic back in the day.
Ooh. Well, I read the Terry Jones did like the
Terry Jones tie-in.
Novel tie-in thing, and that's pretty good. So, I recommend that.
I haven't read any Terry Jones other books. I've read Michael Palin. I read a couple Michael Palin books.
I feel like I've read one other Terry Jones one.
Have you read any Michael Palin books?
Yeah, his like travel stuff is really good.
Yeah, but I mean, we talked about travel, I read on the show, ones. But I read Hemingway's Chair, which I gave to Vicky. She won it, so I want to hear what she thinks. Hemingway's Chair was amazing. I really liked it.
Oh nice.
All right.
Speaking of so Vicky, I wonder if she, what's the progress on that?
Oh yeah, what's going on?
Artwork
on that?
There.
No pressure though. No pressure.
No, just any updates because I'm excited about it.
Okay. Phil, what are you currently reading?
I am currently reading, well, the same. I still am working on S. Kind of very slowly,
what
but surely.
What page are you on?
You kind of have to be in. What's that?
What page are you on?
Oh, what page am I on? Oh, I'm still very, very early on. Like, I don't know. I'm probably only 20 pages in.
Oh, okay. Because I was at like 205.
No. Nothing like that. Because I savor it, you know. Like, and you have to have like the right time to do
it. Well, I got to like I got to a part where like the book was just like amazing and I couldn't stop, like the book itself, like the actual book, not the side notes. Like the notes are getting cool too, but like I was just in like involved in this story. Like it gets really intense.
Well, it is, it's super good, but I had like most books I can, you know, read on the toilet or kind of casually.
Yeah, you gotta really focus, concentrate.
Yeah, so it's slow going, but it's awesome. And then I'm almost done with A Tangle of Knots, and it's super good too. So it's
I definitely want to pick up some of her other books after this.
Yeah, for sure.
Because she's written a bunch.
Yeah, I think this is like, well, she's got one that she's done since this, I think. But I think she's got something like 10 books published, something like that.
So. Yeah.
Pretty good. So we'll be having her on in a few weeks, and that'll be awesome.
Cool. All right, so you got some music talk?
Oh, just a real quick one. We're doing a show on a week from tomorrow, week from Saturday on the 7th of June, I believe it is. Doing this concert series at this place called Next Gen Cafe, and Eric Kennedy of Paravel is going to be playing, so
is
pretty
this
cool.
In Ukaipa?
If you're in the Ukaipa area, come on out cuz it's free. It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
So far, I don't think anyone's actually come to a show that listens to our show, but you never know. Could happen one of these days.
Hey, since we have some time, do you want to do a freaky movie of the week? I haven't done this in a long time.
Ooh. Let's see. Ooh, what do I have on here?
What do you want to do?
These are ones I haven't like watched in a while. Okay, well, let's talk about... Let's do The Secrets of the Internet with Richard Karn. Now, we haven't done a Phil's Freaky Movie of the Week in a long time. It's good.
Forever. Like a year, probably.
Yeah. Okay, so let me tell you about this. So first of all, the origin of this goes back to Brendo and I at the Dollar Bookstore across from Long Beach Comic Con.
Yeah.
And they have a huge VHS section, and one of the tapes that we passed by, and I like agonized over whether I should get it, and I wound up not getting it, was How to Make Money on the Internet VHS tape, and it was hosted by Richard Karn.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe I passed that up. I don't know why I did. We've gone back.
I don't know why you did either. You got worried that Janelle was going to get mad at you.
I know, and not so much for spending a dollar, but for bringing additional junk home. You know.
Yeah.
So
VHS tape, but come on, you know what kind of gold would have been on there?
Because
this is from like 1997.
Yeah, and it was How to Make Money on the Internet. So and so anyway, fast forward a little bit from that. My brother Matthew, I don't know where he picked it up at. He goes to thrift stores and all kinds of junk. He had heard us talking about it. He found a copy of this tape.
Random stuff.
Oh, he goes to all kinds of discount stores and thrift shops and you name it. Who knows where he finds this stuff? So he found a copy of this for me, but it's not the same one. It's Secrets of the Internet.
So he did like a whole series, probably.
So yeah, there was like a series. This one is really good too, but I can imagine that the How to Make Money one might be brilliant as well. But Secrets of the Internet is great because it talks about like the pictures on the back show all these like awesome things like flying a jet, Russian like a decommissioned Russian jet. And like talks about all these things, and you're like, how do you do this through the internet? And so they do this whole thing where he goes to this place where they have a decommissioned Russian jet, and he gets to ride along, and it's this awesome experience, and blah blah blah. And what it has to do with the internet at the time was the company that does that had a website, and you could go on the internet and find their phone number to call them up, and like pay for it, and like make a reservation.
How is that a secret of the internet? These guys have a website.
So literally, like, the whole entire thing is all these, like, awesome things you can do. And the secret is, on the internet, they have a website, and you can go there and, like, you know, look at pictures of it and then, like, call them. And
so it's like him doing all this cool stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And then it's just, if you go on the internet, you could find a website about this and look at a picture of it.
And then call this
and
number.
Then call them. Phone. It has contact information. That's it. Like, that's the whole tape. And so there's all these like awesome like things, but the only thing it actually has to do with the internet is just pointing out that there are websites on the internet that you can go to.
Wow.
So yeah.
Secrets
of the internet. Now you know that's the secret of the internet. There are websites you can go to.
It's like the Philo on UHF. Secrets.
Yeah.
The internet.
Yeah.
Study the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
Instead
I mean,
of Philo, it could be Richard Karn. But this is not the only Richard Karn video that you own. Have we talked?
No,
about
this is not. And which again is why I kick myself that I did not pick this up and add to the collection. Because the other Richard Karn video, for those who don't know who Richard Karn is, he was Al on Home Improvement with Tim mm-hmm. Allen.
Like he had he had the Tim Allen money or the Tim Allen endorsements. So he did.
No,
some
not
of his
quite.
Own
things. Tim Allen went on to do, like, you know, the Santa Claus and all that junk, and he did Secrets of the Internet.
Richard Karn.
So the other one
that
I have.
And host Family Feud for a while. Give him that.
Well, that's true. That's true. And he was a good host. Much better than the current host.
Oh.
He is. The current host. You know who he is?
Steve Harvey's pretty entertaining. Isn't it Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey is funny, but he's terrible at delivering, like, the categories. He kind of mumbles
through. That's why it's so funny.
Them.
And
so people
because
can't
of that,
understand
we've gotten,
what it is.
But we've gotten some great Family Feud sketches on SNL out of it.
Well, that's true. That is true. But he's not, okay, maybe he's entertaining, but he's not a good game show host. That's all I'm saying.
But that's what makes it entertaining.
That is, well, okay. Well, that's fair. I could give you that. But the other VHS tape I have with Richard Karn is How to Trim Your Beard. It was like came along with a beard trimmer. And it's like a whole video on like techniques to trim your beard. Because, of course, he's a bearded man, you know.
Which I think this is funny because I kept telling you you needed to put clips of this on YouTube. And sure enough, like years later, somebody put clips of that and they went huge viral.
Yep. I should have. I should have listened.
You missed your window.
Although my my moving sound video with the stuff from that old, you know, Walkman yeah. thing, I still get comments on that like on a fairly regular basis. People, the people that know about it, the people that have been looking for it, are like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you put this up here. I thought I would never hear this again." So,
so there were other people that were
there are other
going
people.
Chinese.
Yes, there's other people who thought they were crazy that they heard all these songs that no one else
the
had heard
songs.
Of
songs.
And like, songs. And they were incredibly racist and inappropriate, but like no one else knew what they were talking about. Yeah, so I'm there.
Okay,
I'm there.
So
I was there
Richard Karn, did you actually use his beard trimming advice? Because he's got a sweet beard.
I don't know. Probably not. He does have a great beard. I should go back and actually look at it because I don't know if I ever actually did follow the advice. It was more just laughing at.
Did
the
you
fact
actually
that
get that with
Karn.
A beard trimmer, or did you buy this separately somewhere?
I don't think I bought it separately, but I came across it. Where did I find it? This was in like in my scavenger days, so I don't remember where I
was
came
it a dumpster
it.
Dive?
It could have been a dumpster dive, or it could have just been like
somebody had it somewhere.
Someone like because people would like send boxes of old VHS tapes to my parents' house because that's exactly what hoarders need is people to send them, you know, a lot of stuff or borderline hoarders. It's funny. My parents, like...
Okay, there was a stage where your parents were, like, going over the line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They towed the line for quite a while.
Because I feel like there were a few times when I went to your house where I'm just like, whoa.
Well, and even still to this day, every time, like, they want to get involved with, like, making a difference and doing something, you know, like a ministry or, like, a charity, it always involves, like, used stuff. Like, they, for a long time, ran this giveaway program where people, you know, like, people, needy people would come on a Saturday and people would donate all their junk and then they pick through it for free, you know, clothes and toys and stuff. Except my parents were, like, the handlers of all of it and whatever
so
people didn't
take.
So half
of it ended up in your garage.
Yeah, whatever people didn't take would go home with them and then... Now my mom's doing this thing where at City of Hope, which is the you know cancer hospital she goes to, they have yeah. like a library, like people donate books to the library. And she oh, went gosh. That time that I went with her, there was like they were kind of low on books. And so she asked them if they need donations. And they're like, oh, yeah, that'd be really cool. We're short on books. So she put like an APB out for used books for cancer. And literally
like
they have
billion books.
Hundreds of boxes of books that people drop off like every day. They're stacked all over the place and they took down the ad, but still people keep bringing boxes of books. They're in the backs
now
of their cars.
Forever
the,
your mom's going to be a book lady. Oh, what do you do with yeah. these books? We'll just dump them off at the Vecchio's.
I'm seriously, they're like it's, dad opens the
exactly,
trunk and there's a box. Are you going to use
exactly
books
like, it's exactly like when we... I just remember when we went to the what place was that? The drop off place?
And oh,
they
the
wouldn't
Goodwill.
Take the Goodwill guy wouldn't take your last box of books and we just left it there.
Yeah, this
You're
was
just
in
like,
the, like
drive
trying to get
go.
Rid of our junk.
It's like go. I remember we got back in the car and you're just like, Janelle, drive. Just drive.
Let's go.
and then that guy, that probably happens all the time
I'm
to that
sure.
guy.
But I feel, I mean, we did some pretty bad dumping back in that era.
Oh, dude. We did like totally illegal dumping. Like
those signs where it says no dumping.
I wonder, like, who dumps stuff where those signs say no dumping? That was us.
That's how bad that move was. We were desperate.
We dump things in like parking lots.
By dumpsters, not like just totally littering, but
not
you know,
always.
We were in a desperate recall. Place there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was getting crazy. I lost you. No, I didn't lose you. You're back.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. I just remember that one, the last one where Biola and we.
That was the ultimate one.
We thought we were going to get... Because, like, what would have happened if, like, we had gotten, like, stopped? Or, like, if all of a sudden, like, the campus safety, it's, like, two guys who clearly don't go to school there with a desk.
And it wasn't just,
like,
any
leaving
desk. It was one of those giant, like,
it's like a ginormous...
Metal... I don't know. It probably weighed 50 tons.
We're just
I don't
moving
know.
This from one place to another, officers. You're not but leaving this desk here.
We had nowhere else to take it and had nowhere to go. So, I don't know.
So, of course, we'll take it to our old school.
Man, we paid them enough money. They can haul off a little junk for
us. I'm sure some kids took it somewhere. Art students, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. It's probably in an art project right now. So, there you go. That's a justification there. So, that being said, that's probably where I got my VHS tape of Richard Karn and beard trimming. Awesome. Honestly, can't remember.
All right. Well, moving on. No new movies?
No new movies.
No new movies.
New movies. Nope.
No movies.
No movies.
Well, I have been watching the usual WWE Network. There was an awesome, they have like a developmental program. It's like the minor leagues called NXT, like Next. And now that they have WWE Network, they now have their own bi-monthly like pay-per-view specials on the network. And it was amazing. It was awesome. So it's really exciting to see that because it's like, oh, the future is going to be good because there's all these good wrestlers that they're training up. And it's cool. And then the other show I started watching, because like when I first saw the commercial for it, I thought it was cheesy, was they have this show on there called Countdown. And it's like top 10 finishing moves. But like I started watching it last night and like one of them was like top 10 blunders. And it was just like dumbest things. And it was really funny. And it was also cool to see like, and they do like commentary, like best week ever style.
Right.
And like that was funny. And then like, it was funny to see them poking fun of themselves and admitting that some of the things they've done are like terrible. And so I watched some of them and they were really good. So I really enjoyed it. I've been watching a ton of Are You Afraid of the Dark? I found out I'm almost done with the episodes that are available on Prime because there's like volume 6 is free, but then there's like 4 more volumes, but they're like $1.99 each episode.
So they get you hooked with the first ones.
I'm kind of tempted. Maybe if I just wait, that'll.
It might go up eventually.
But it's like, that show's amazing. I love it. I like can't stop watching it.
I still haven't. I need to go and watch them. I still haven't.
I'm warning you, some of them are freaky.
Well, that's part of it. I'm too scared to watch it at night. That's usually when I get to watch scary stuff.
It's not as scary as like you watch horror movies all the time.
That's true, but usually I have Janelle to watch them with me. Mm-hmm. You know, I got someone's hand to hold if it's too scary.
Well, it's still, and like some of them, there's just some funny stuff too. Like the other, I watched this episode, which the episode itself didn't make sense, but then like I just started noticing, like, for one, like some episodes more than others are like super Canadian, like just super Canadian. And that part's funny. Cause they did, the show was made in Canada.
Yeah.
And I hope, the thing that's a bummer is I found out that like the later seasons, which I don't think are on these ones that are on Amazon Prime, like Jay Baruchel is in like 4 episodes, like really? Later on, playing like different characters. He's like a background character. It's like one of the first things he ever did.
Huh.
But then like he eventually like guest starred on one of them. So I want to see some Jay Baruchel episodes, but I don't think those are on this one.
Because
I think he was on like when they revived the series in like 99, and those ones are not on Prime. I don't even think they're on Amazon. But you can order the DVDs, and since Canada is the same region as us, so they'll play on your DVD player. So I might do that.
So they have all the episodes on DVD?
Well, like in Canada, they have the actual like season by season DVDs.
Oh.
But I think those might be out of print now. I don't know. I should have ordered it. Because I saw them when they came out, and I was like, oh, these little... But I didn't actually pull the trigger. And now, I don't know. Well, on HBO Go, I watched The Way, Way Back.
Yeah, what'd you think?
And I liked it. I think there was something that, as Derek pointed out, that dance scene was ridiculous. And that is not how that would have gone down at all.
Remind me, what's the dance? Oh.
Where he breaks up the like break dancing.
Yeah.
First of all, when does this movie take place?
That's part of what's cool about it. It's like timeless.
But timeless in the sense that there is people breakdancing at a water park?
It's not about a time and place. It's about an emotion.
But it's also about a guy who probably would have gotten the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, but that was the thing. It was like the countercultural place to be. Everyone was cool there.
At a water park?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a little too Adventurelandy, but I mean, I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
I thought it was great. It was good. It wasn't like the greatest thing ever, but I liked it. And again, Toni Collette, amazing.
Yep.
I don't know. The Steve Carell character was like a little too one-dimensional. Like, I'm the douchebag. That's me. I have no redeeming qualities.
But I think that they're all like, you know, caricatures. I don't know how to talk about movies in that way, but I know that it's better than you think it was.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a perfect movie, but I'm saying it was really, really good. That's all.
I didn't say it wasn't. It was all good. Right, I liked it.
All right.
Jim Rash was really funny.
Jim Rash is awesome.
Sam Rockwell was great.
Co-wrote
Maya
it,
Rudolph
too,
if I remember was great. Funny. Yes. Maya Rudolph is good.
Maya Rudolph, excellent, yes.
Did Sam Rockwell, like, live at the water park?
No. Because it showed him, like, heading to work.
Did he live in that, like, little house? Like,
maybe.
Oh, they just had parties there? They just hung out?
Oh, what about the... I can't think of her name now, but she was the mom in it, and she was also in...
Toni Collette?
No. The other mom, like the neighbor. Her kid was the one with the eye patch. What's her name?
That was... what's her face?
Allison Janney. Oh, my gosh. She was awesome in it.
She's really funny.
And the kid with the eye patch was really funny, too.
The kid with the eye patch.
You're the worst parent ever.
All right.
What's this one?
Oh, The Normal Heart. Well, so it's an HBO movie. It just debuted. It has your favorite, Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, yay.
and Julia Roberts and Jim Parsons, Sheldon.
Okay, yeah.
So my friend Ross did the post. He was a post-production supervisor, I think that's his title, on this movie. And so he had a viewing party at his house. Last week when it was on, and it's one of the most depressing movies ever because it's about like when AIDS was first like happening, and it's like about the whole gay men's health crisis in New York City, and so like, and Taylor Kitsch is in it, and so it's like all these guys, and like Mark Ruffalo is like this, like he's like a writer activist guy, and he's like trying to like get people to pay attention to the fact that all these people are dying from AIDS and like the government, because like that happened in like 1982 and like Ronald Reagan didn't even say the words AIDS until like 1987. Huh. So like, it's just like, and then just the way that they were just like, it's this movie about that and it's really depressing, but it's really, really good. It's really good. But it's really depressing.
Not necessarily a date night movie, but worth a watch.
No, it's really good, and I feel like it's something that people should watch. But it's really depressing, especially since, like, you know, AIDS is still an epidemic.
A thing, yeah.
So it's really depressing, and it's kind of, like, eye-opening to see, like, how it was treated back then, like, by like normal people, like, you know, like, I mean, originally it was referred as gay cancer, like,
gosh.
So,
well, I remember like, quite a bit of fear mongering in school about it. Like,
oh yeah,
in general
toilet seats and all that stuff and all the like urban legends and crazy.
It was pretty terrifying.
Yeah. All right, so that was good. And then, so you got some DVD on demand corner?
Yes. Well, I've been watching a ton of Pawn Stars, so gotta keep that in there. Finished. We're current on Impractical Jokers now, so that's really good.
Nice.
And then, okay, so we red boxed a couple movies. We saw Nebraska.
How good was Nebraska?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing! It's the new Alexander Payne movie.
Bruce Dern's incredible, right?
Incredible. Well, the whole cast, though.
The lady that played his wife, like everything about that movie.
Oh yeah. Well, and I got to say, Will Forte, he was amazing,
dude.
And considering this is the dude that was like what MacGruber and stuff like that, like not someone you would have thought of to be in like a dramatic role necessarily.
So,
but he's amazing.
Alexander Payne is just like he can do no
wrong.
Super,
super good. It was an interesting.
Alexander Payne is like every movie.
Yeah. Oh, he's a bat. He's perfect. Perfect record.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting too. Like the whole. I don't know if you read about or knew about the controversy with it being given an R rating.
Oh no.
Any? Did I lose you?
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Okay. Did I lose you? Are we in delay again?
No, you didn't.
Okay, good. Okay.
What are you doing?
So they actually petitioned. they actually petitioned for PG-13, and they were denied. They kept it with an R. But like having just come from seeing X-Men Days of Future Past, which was amazing, but got a PG-13 and it's full of violence. Mm-hmm. And they got, they have almost as many cuss words in that one as they did in Nebraska. It was really surprising to me that.
Well, I think that reaffirms that the MPAA does, they definitely tend to bend the rules more for big movies, for big studios, for bigger blockbusters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also that the MPAA is just ridiculous. And corrupt. Full of inconsistencies and insane.
Because I've seen plenty of PG-13 movies. I mean, X-Men is just the most recent example, but many, many, many that had way more content than this movie did.
Yeah.
So.
Well, like if you ever listen, if you want to like just watch some stuff about like Trey Parker and Matt Stone talking about their dealings with the MPAA and like just so crazy. And then, also, if you haven't seen This Film Has Not Yet Been Rated, you should watch that. Cause
I think that's on Netflix, and I think it's on my queue.
They actually, track down the people who are in the MPAA, and then, some of the other things that it's crazy. It is crazy.
Because then there's also, it goes back as far as Alfred Hitchcock and his whole thing with, Psycho.
Yeah.
If you know about that, he submitted it and they would we're going to give him an X rating. And so they told him what he had to change and they took it and then just submitted the same thing again. And
well, that's happened a lot
after that.
A lot of people have done that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Interesting. So that movie was incredible. And then we also red boxed The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, the one with Ben Stiller.
How was this?
I loved it. I know this is a shocker. Phil liked something, but I really feel like it was underrated, and I don't think it was fairly underrated. It was beautiful, first of all. And I don't know. I really, really, really liked it. I think it was really well done. It was funny, but also poignant. And I don't know. I'm curious as to why it didn't go over well. Cause I was reading on Rotten Tomatoes, what the negative reviews were. And most of them were comparing it to either the short story or the Danny Kaye version of it, which I get, but it was his own thing, I feel like if they had not called it The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, but it called it something else, it would have gotten much higher reviews just because of that. So I don't know. I think you should definitely watch it. It was really amazing.
Josh says, I didn't like it because it wasn't an adaptation of the actual story, but the Danny Kaye movie.
See, so that's what I'm saying. If they had just called it Joe's Great Adventures or something, no one would have cared. Because I agree. I know that
I haven't read the story. I don't know anything about
it. Okay, well, so you should see it before you read the story then. Because I agree. The story is amazing, and I'm not disagreeing with that. But I just, to me, it's a completely different movie that just happens to share the name of a character, you know. So
I also know that I think there was a lot of things changed in that movie later in the, because they test screened the crap out of that movie. I can't even tell you how many times they were test screening that movie for like a solid year, like at least. And I got invited to so many test screenings of that. So I think they tweaked the crap out of it. So I think that was also part of the, I don't know, I think there were problems.
Maybe, but what they came up with, I think was really, really good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hope Ben Stiller directs more stuff because I think that he's got a pretty good track record for what he's directed also. So there.
All right.
Yeah. Let's see. And then because of the recent Kickstarter that's been going where they've raised over $3 million now to get the Reading Rainbow program up again and going.
Yeah.
Went back and watched some Reading Rainbow with the kids on Amazon, and it's really, really good. And the kids
is
like it.
Is it free on Amazon?
Yeah, they don't, it's not like everything, but there's like several like collections. You know, I think
do they have Miss Nelson is Missing? Because that episode scared the crap out of me.
No, well, not from what we've seen, but I haven't.
Do you remember that episode?
No, but I remember the
there
book,
was like a though. Lady. Dressed as Miss Nelson that came and like started giving LeVar Burton a hard time, and I was like terrified. I was like, ah, the witch. Because like that was that whole like the witch lady.
Well, to be fair, there's like 30 years worth of the program. Oh, so dude. I don't know if it's all on there.
I love that show. He did so much cool stuff. Remember the one that Harry Blackstone was on, and or one of those magicians, and like that was awesome. I remember the one where he actually went to Next Generation set.
Oh, yeah. I definitely remember that. They probably showed that on reruns a lot.
There was like, I just remember even the ones like went to the farm. It was great. Yeah.
We saw one about surfing in the ocean today, and it's just good stuff. So that's pretty cool that they've raised that much money already.
And then also just like talking about books, getting people to read books. Got me to
read
books.
As a result of watching that, I have been singing the Reading Rainbow song like all day. Constantly.
You already annoyed me.
Got you singing it. Yeah. So, good show, and I'm excited they're doing stuff. And then finally, no, I'm still here.
Oh, man, that's a serious delay.
We definitely have some delay issues tonight, though. All right, well, I'll just say mine. Hopefully it won't matter too much. The last thing then is we started watching Bored to Death.
Oh my gosh.
Jason Schwartzman,
so
Ted Danson.
Good.
It's amazing. And we really like it. I think we watched like the first 5 episodes and it's really good. And I can't believe I didn't watch it before this. So it's pretty cool. That's on, and they just added it on Amazon as well. So
yeah, a bunch of HBO stuff is on Amazon now. The Wire's on Amazon, so now people have no more excuses. Deadwood's on Amazon. Ton of HBO stuff.
Yeah, there's been a lot of new stuff added all over the place. So
it's too much.
And then
how are we supposed to keep up with all this?
I don't know. It's impossible. You just have to prioritize.
Yep.
And then last thing, the kids have been real excited because Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 is on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that. It last week.
I know. We watched it again this week. But the reason I left it on here is because then we went to the library and got the book, even though they've read that before. We checked out again.
The second book?
No, just the first one.
Okay, because the second book.
No, I'm not trying to traumatize my children. I want them to like reading and enjoy books.
Oh, dude, that original book. That's probably my favorite book ever. I read that book so much, and it's got the best pictures of any book ever.
Well, so every time we go to the library, they want to check it out again. We should probably just buy our own copy. But
those images in that book are like burned into my brain. Like pea soup fog, the like open air restaurant, and like the lady catching the hot dog. I know all those pictures.
The Jell-O, like the giant Jell-O sunset.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Maybe that's why I'm fat.
It's all that book's fault.
I read that when I was like six, and I'm just like, food. I love food.
Maybe if you'd read the sequel, you would have had like the opposite problem. Then we'd be like anorexic. Because I didn't read that until I was an adult.
And I didn't either, and I was like, this is terrible.
Ugh. What did they do? No, so the kids will not be reading that until much, much later, because I don't want to like ruin
it'll
their...
It'll ruin. I feel like it'll
ruin... I don't want to ruin their childhood joy.
Oh.
So, yeah. So that's
do
my
show. That author just like went crazy and was like, all right, here's what I'm going to do for this one.
Yeah, I don't get it, because that first one is so like... I don't know, like, and it's not to say that you can't write something that has a message, but you can't start out with something that's just completely silly and cool, and then, by the way, I'm going to make you feel horrible about yourself.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Video games.
Yeah. What have you been playing?
Oh, well, I played some Saints Row 3 this week.
It's good.
It's good. So great. And then I also, I guess I hadn't put this on here, but I played some WWE 2K14.
Nice. Yep. Well, I've been doing my, you know, the Wii Fit. I've almost finished with Pushmo, and I played some Animal Crossing this week. But the real story is...
I haven't met the mayor yet, Josh. Have not met the mayor.
Not met the mayor. Josh, is that... Oh, okay. In Saints Row. I thought you were saying did you meet the mayor like in San Diego or something?
Oh,
is that just a thing everyone in San Diego has to do?
Yeah, you know, meet the mayor.
You met the mayor yet? Yeah, because everyone in Yucaipa knows the mayor, I'm pretty sure. It's small enough. But the real video game story is I got Mario Kart 8 launch day today.
Spoiled brat. Wait, so you played some Animal Crossing this week? What's going on in Animal Crossing world? New fish? Getting some of the new fishies?
I didn't. Well, here's the thing. It's close enough to when we started it last year.
Oh, no.
It's kind of back to where it was.
We missed entire seasons. Crap. Yeah,
I did too. And it's funny. So I went back in the house in Animal Crossing. I haven't been there in a while, and it's like all full of cockroaches. So I like freaked Janelle out when she came home from school. I was like, oh my gosh, I squashed like 10 cockroaches today. And she's like, what? And I was like, in my Animal Crossing house.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I'm just mean sometimes, I guess.
You were horrible.
She hit me pretty good. So, you know, it was kind of even. It's, I'm addicted to it all over again. But now that I got Mario Kart, I don't know, maybe I'll slow down on that. Who knows? But yeah, so it was an early Father's Day present. I thought I was going to have to wait until Father's Day. But then after school, Janelle's like,
so spoiled.
She's like, we're going to go turn in all the recycling. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go turn in the recycling. And she's like, come on, we really need to turn in the recycling. And I was like, okay, fine. And because it's hot and I didn't want to go out and do it. And then she's like, look, the reason I wanted to turn in the recycling is we're going to use some of the money to get your Mario Kart. So stop whining about it. And I was like, oh, yay. So we did the recycling.
You are a child. You are a child.
I know.
Janelle had to bribe you.
So that was that's how I got Mario Kart 2 weeks early for Father's Day.
It was your prize for doing things you should be doing.
Yes. So thing is we got $44 worth of recycling. So,
jeez.
Yeah, we had a lot stockpiled. That's why she wanted me to go do it.
My gosh, $44.
I had the whole back of the truck full. But we actually, Janelle pre-ordered it for me at Best Buy, and the Best Buy like promo thing that you got for pre-ordering is a $10 gas card.
So that's what, like 2 gallons?
So, yeah. Well, it's like almost, yeah, it's like 2.5. So, but still, that's kind of a crazy, funny, like tie-in thing, I thought. So,
well, because cars need gas. I know,
but usually it's like, you know, like at GameStop, you got a poster, which, you know, is cool, but I don't have room for more posters. So we got a gas card out of it, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
And it's awesome, and I've been playing online a lot. And the best part is that because of the motion controls, the kids are able to play. I mean, not that they couldn't play with a regular controller, but it makes it like real easy for them to just jump in and do it. So they got to play with me a bunch, and they liked it a lot. So it's kind of one of those perfect games. So we had some good 4-player matches already, and it's awesome. Nice.
You played the battle mode?
I have not yet. I've only done – we did a couple Grand Prix, we did a couple time trials, and then I did like a bunch of online matches.
Are the new courses awesome?
Oh, yeah. It's really cool. The whole like the anti-gravity thing is really, really cool. It doesn't like radically change the gameplay, but it just adds like a whole other element of like, you know, where different routes you can take and stuff. And it looks really good. I'm sure it looks even better on like a good TV, but –
yeah, like you talking about games looking good. Yeah.
But I mean, it looks so good. It's like, so good. It looks good over, on my TV.
You come over to my house and you're like, oh my gosh.
That's what it was meant to look like. No, so yeah, but it looks so good. It even looks good on my TV. So that's saying something. A lot. That's great. So it's awesome.
Doesn't even have correct color balancing.
Color balancing? What's that?
I don't know.
You can do that on a TV. Also, the online play is working really good. Like, it's I don't know. I mean, sometimes
getting destroyed by Japanese kids yet?
I've been kind of doing all right. Mostly, I've been coming in like, you know, it's 12 players, and I've been usually coming in around like 7 or 8, which isn't great, but like that in the ranking, that kind of keeps you at even. And a couple times, I bumped up to 5 or 6, and then the last game I played. Right beforehand, it was 2.
Josh has a correction.
He said I was wrong the last show about Nintendo and online games. Of course I was. What did I say that was wrong about that? He said this release is the first Nintendo published game with online on the Wii U. Yep, on the Wii U. Okay. Well, I don't remember what I said last week, but whatever it was, I'm sure I was wrong about it. But there's other games besides
the
Nintendo.
The Wii U has been out for over how long?
Like a year and a half.
And this is the first Nintendo published game with online?
Oh, I said Nintendo made games, good games with good online. Well, okay, on the older systems there was. So maybe that's what I was saying. I don't know. But there's also other companies that have online stuff. It's not like this is the first.
Yeah, but you don't play those games.
Well, but they might be good. Plus,
they might be good.
On 3DS, there's a bunch of them too. I mean, I played Mario Kart 7 online. So, yeah, he's complaining about the friend codes on Wii. The
friend codes are horrible.
I'm not saying it's perfect. All I'm saying is it's free, and I don't have to pay for that, so that's pretty good. I'll take it if it's free.
It's free.
Anyway, he said this is the first Nintendo release with real online on the Wii U. That's fine. Well, it's good. It's a good use of it. So, and Smash Brothers is coming out soon.
Did you see that? Actually, finally tell people, here's my username. Let's play. I think that's what Josh means.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha. Well, that's good.
You couldn't before.
So they're catching up.
Yeah. Only what? Like 10 years later?
Did you see, by the way, that they're releasing an adapter for Smash Brothers so you can play with the GameCube controllers?
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Probably have to pick that up at some point. He says that's hilarious. I think it's cool, though, because then instead of buying, you know, if you got to buy 4 controllers.
Can't you just use the Wii gamepad?
Well, I think you can, but like for multiplayer, a lot of people prefer using the gamepad, the GameCube controller. I guess that's like the ultimate one to play it with. So,
well, I would play Mario Kart Wii with my GameCube controller, so I get that.
Yeah. Although I've been playing on the gamepad mostly, and like for Mario Kart, because it's mine for Father's Day, so I got to hog it, but it works great, and it's really cool. I mean, the controls, there's like, you can configure the controls any way you want with the nunchuck or with motion controls or with the pro controller or the gamepad or whatever. So
the controller,
if you hear someone complaining about, oh, I don't like motion controls. Well, that's just one of the many options. It's cool for the kids because it makes it like real simple for them and they can play along and, you know, not get frustrated.
People play with the nunchuck. Like, who does that?
That's how Janelle was doing it.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. That's cool. Well, it's combined with a Wiimote, you know. It works really well. Cool. You'd have to try it to see. Right. It's good. Anyway, great game. Lots of fun. I've only had it for like half a day, and I've already played a ton of it. And I said we were going to do a short show so I could get out there and play again.
And then that turned out so great.
Yeah. You know, shortish.
It's short for us.
For us.
Shortish.
Yeah, speaking of that, I told you earlier, but for listeners, my mom listened to her first episode of our show this last week.
Welcome to my world.
So it was funny, and we happened to talk about her quite a bit because we had talked about me going to see all the dirty shows with her, so she was, like, all embarrassed, and she's like, oh, I wanted to, like, write in and tell you that you were wrong about stuff or something, but I was like, okay.
You're wrong about stuff? Oh, dude, I don't want your mom, like, saying how you're wrong about stuff.
The best part, though, is my dad, like, had heard her listening in the other room, and so they were talking about it, and he was asking me, like, well, which episode was it? You know, and I said, I don't know, and he's like, well, what did you talk about on the most recent episode? I was like, I don't know, 2 hours worth of nerdy stuff, and he's like, well, what was the main subject of it? And I was like, you don't get it. Like, trust me, like, I couldn't summarize all the stuff we talked about.
Because I feel like
he's only heard it from that one time he heard my mom listening in the background, so. So anyway,
so what'd you talk about this episode? What episode was it? What is that?
I don't know.
The episode everything, where we talk books, about movies, things,
video games. Oh, Josh has got a Nintendo question. What am I hoping from E3 in regards to Nintendo? Well, of course, like the big ones. I hope that there's a Zelda, you know, some kind of a Zelda for Wii U type thing. Although I'd also love to hear about. There's lots of rumors flying around, and I've heard that there's some sort of either a 3D remake or else a possible sequel to Majora's Mask on 3DS. And of course, these are rumors and stuff, but if either of those happen, that'd be really cool. Metroid, like some kind of a Metroid thing. I'll tell you what I would love from Metroid. Is like a 2D, like back to the 2D version of Metroid, and to be able to play it on the gamepad on Wii U, I think would be really cool.
And, so nothing new.
Well, of course, new things would be great, you know. But those are. I mean, come on, I'm a Nintendo fanboy. I love my Nintendo stuff. The biggest thing, though, I will tell you, and there's no rumors that I've heard about this, but I'm trying to make the rumor true. Is the Wii U gamepad was made to have Pokemon Snap played on it, and that's got to happen. They've got to make a new Pokemon Snap. They've got to use the gamepad with it. It'd be perfect. So it's my biggest one. Josh said, he said they already have the assets from Ocarina on 3DS. So that it's very possible. And I think that version on 3DS of the Ocarina of Time was like the best version of it. So I would love to see that. He said he can't believe I didn't say the new IP for Miyamoto. Well, like I said, new stuff would be great too, but those are like the classic things.
You don't care about new stuff. That's exactly
what I do. Like, I like new stuff.
So dumb.
Look, I'm one of the biggest proponents of Steel Diver. I'm just happy that they're doing new stuff and, you know, with Mario Kart and Smash Brothers and stuff, I think that they're going to be, you're going to be amazed with how high the Wii U can climb.
Okay. So,
yes. I'm okay with that. If that's all it is just new versions of old stuff. I'd also love to see like a proper Kid Icarus.
Enjoy the last year of your system's lifespan, Phil.
Oh, everyone says that. Well, mark my words. It's doing fine.
No,
sold
it's not.
More than the Xbox.
What?
Sold more than Xbox. It's firmly in second place of the three.
Phil's talking crazy talk now.
Of the Xbox One. I'm not saying on a weekly basis. I'm saying install.
It's been out for 2 years.
I realize that. It's still ahead of them.
You can't say that. That's the stupidest thing.
It is not stupid.
because it's been out longer, but at the rate it's selling, like, there's no way.
No,
at
the end Xbox is behind. It's not going to catch up.
No, it's totally not, because they're not releasing tons of brand new games. Nope. They're not at the beginning of their cycle. Whereas
my prediction
is already at the end of their cycle.
You can hear it here first. My prediction is this generation, Wii U comes in second as far as units sold.
That is crazy talk.
That's what I think.
That is the craziest thing you have ever said.
That's what I think.
Can we make a bet, like, with money?
No, I'm not betting money. I'm not doing that.
Can we bet something? Can we bet something?
I don't know. Something.
We should make a bet. As Josh is pointing out. I want to make that bet. I will make that bet. I like Josh's. Josh is like going high here. He says that by September, Xbox One will have already surpassed Wii U.
No.
There you go. Bet.
I've played Mario Kart. I know how good it is.
Nobody is buying a Wii U.
Tons of people are. Right now. All right. Here's my bet. If I win, how do we know? Like, when is it over, though? Like, this is a long time.
Right now, he's saying September.
Yeah, even if it does get surpassed in September, in the long run, I think the Wii U will take over at least second place. I don't think it's going to top PlayStation 4.
What do you mean in the long run?
In the long run.
Like, when are we saying is a stopping point?
Like, when they discontinue all the systems. So that's a long time.
That
might now.
That's like years from now. And that's stupid. You're being stupid. Prediction. So you think there's going to be some magical Wii U resurgence?
Yes. I don't think it's magical.
Saying Xbox One is going to surpass? Xbox One is going to pass?
I'm not saying Wii U, I think it will. And then it may or may not.
You are saying that at some point, Xbox One is going to pass Wii U, but then Wii U in the long run is going to get back past Xbox One?
I'm saying
One?
Even if How it does surpass
is that going to happen?
That it will, in the long run, it will be,
How?
It'll come out.
That's not possible.
I'm just saying.
That doesn't even make sense.
It does make sense because they're.
No, it doesn't.
They have the install, that whole Nintendo fanboy thing will keep it going much longer than you think it will.
As Josh just pointed out, Wii U is already dead. Nintendo is actively preparing their next console.
No, they're working on the whole Nintendo Life thing. It's not a real next console.
This is ridiculous.
You think Nintendo will release it in 2016? That's still 2 years. It's 2 years.
2 years of no sales.
Well, we'll see. I think it's going to come in second. That's my prediction.
I don't even care about this, and this is the craziest thing you've ever said on the show.
That's the craziest thing I've ever said?
It's pretty insane. It is pretty insane.
All right.
Like, you are in such denial.
I may be, but I don't think I am.
Beyond denial.
I may be.
As Josh asked, why do you think it's sold so badly so far?
I don't think it sold badly.
I don't think it has.
I can answer for Phil. I can answer these questions.
They've sold 6.2 million of them at this point. That's a lot of hardware. I'm not saying it's like better, like sold better than the PlayStation 4. I realize that. But they're doing okay.
Why do you think the Wii U has had the lowest numbers of any console they have ever sold?
Why do I think so?
Yeah.
I think there's a few factors that go into it. I definitely think they could have done better marketing with it, especially early on. I think they should have probably called it something different.
Why did the executives all take 50% pay cuts if it is selling so well?
I'm not saying it's selling so well currently. I'm saying in the long run, I think
when
it will.
Is this magical long
think about the 3DS. Everyone said the same thing about the 3DS, like, oh my gosh, it's terrible. And
yeah, but they're still actively developing things for the 3DS, whereas the Wii U is basically like after Mario Kart.
No, but that's what everyone said at the time, and now the 3DS is what? I mean, they're at like 44.6 million, you know, like compared to
nobody's
like,
talking about the
Vita.
3DS though.
I'm saying that I think it's going to follow a similar pattern.
No, we're talking about the Wii U.
But I think it's going to follow a similar pattern. There's going to be a time.
The 3DS started selling well after 8 months.
Yes.
The Wii U has had like 2 years.
But I think it's still going to follow that pattern. It's just going to kick in a little bit later. It's not going to do as well as the...
Why have they failed to make a profit for the past 3 years?
Because that's what... I'm not saying that everything has gone perfect.
You just said you think that the Wii U has sold well so far, which it hasn't. It has not.
It has sold well. That is a lie. Not compared to their projections, but there's still a lot of them out there.
According to what? So according to your magical number, it has sold well?
6.2 million is a lot of game consoles that are out there.
Not really. Not in this world.
Well, maybe not in this. In my world, it is.
In Phil Land. Why did Sony sell more than the Wii U in less than 6 months?
There's no question. I think that Sony is going to sell more this round. In fact,
like a lot more. Like
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all. Definitely, they're on track to do that. And I wouldn't even I wouldn't be that crazy. But I think in the end, they will beat it. Nintendo will beat Xbox.
Why did Sony sell more?
That is my prediction.
Answer the question.
Why did they? Again, I think that Nintendo didn't do a great job of marketing the Wii U. I would have called it something different probably because I don't think enough people knew that it was even a different thing at first. I think that they didn't have a strong enough software library right out of the gate, which, you know, obviously it has been an issue. But
do you think the third party problem has anything to do with it? And if you say anything other than yes,
I think it's a very small portion of it, yes. But I don't think it's as – I think if they had they come out with more first-party stuff right off the bat, I don't think it would have mattered as much.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't.
You are living – I want to live in your world, Phil.
You should. It's nice. Awesome. Come on over sometime.
Sounds pretty great.
Look, I'm not like a financial analyst or anything like that. It's just what I think. Now Josh pushes up his estimate to August just because of me. No, Xbox will pass up Wii U in August. Well, we'll see.
With Josh. I'm firmly in Josh camp because you are so crazy.
All right. Let's see. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Somewhere Adam Wells is screaming.
When I think it's going
to
turn around.
You need to bet something substantial. Please do this.
What? No, I'm not going to bet something substantial.
Shave your head.
I do that all the time.
No, like full on. Bick.
No one. How is that going to benefit anyone?
Take a picture. Right, Josh is like throwing out some serious.
He would take a $1,000 bet. I don't have $1,000 to throw around on that. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
No, you sound like you were talking about the Well, now you're
that's my prediction. That's my prediction. Listen, I can safely make a prediction without any
financial repercussions. Weasel. He's already weaseling out of it.
I'm not weaseling anything.
He's already got his escape plan for when it. He's already figuring out what he's going to say when he's proven wrong.
I'm just saying I am not going to bet anything. That's all.
Okay, and so you already know that you're wrong.
No, it's not that.
Then bet something.
No, okay, I'll bet something. Not $1,000, that's for sure. All right, I will bet that this is a very long-term thing, but if it happens...
At the end of the year, do you think Wii U will sell more than Xbox after Smash Brothers?
Well, I think that the total will still be ahead. I'm not saying they will have sold more this year, but I think they will still be ahead in total.
Mathematically, I don't think that works. Like,
I think I'm right.
I don't think you know how math works.
All right. At the end of the year, if I'm wrong and Xbox is ahead of Wii U at that point...
You have to buy
Here's what I'll do.
You have to buy an Xbox 360.
I will take a week off of Nintendo and only play my PlayStation 2.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
That's what I will do that.
Well, I like Josh's better. You have to burn your Wii U.
Well, I definitely will not do that.
What if you have to buy an Xbox 360? They're like $75 now.
They are not $75.
Sure they are.
No, if I was going to buy anything, I'd buy you a PlayStation 3.
You have to let Josh deface your Wii U.
No, nope, nope. If I was going to buy any system, it would be a PlayStation 3. But I can't guarantee I will do that because I don't know if I will have the money to do that at the time. So,
okay, so you said you will. Okay, so this is what we got out of Phil.
What at the end of the year, on January 1st, if the Xbox is ahead of Nintendo,
total sales, not annual sales,
grand total, I will take a week off of Nintendo, including my 3DS, and only play PlayStation because that's the non-Nintendo system I have.
Okay, we're gonna need some assistance in policing this.
I'll be honest.
We're gonna need to call in Janelle here.
I'll do PlayStation and my iPhone, because that's again non Nintendo. I can't guarantee I'm not gonna play games on my phone because you know, even I do that.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right. That's just the short term, because obviously I still think long term, even if it does pass it up, Nintendo will come back in the end.
How? That doesn't make mathematical sense.
It does. Because then they'll start selling more and Xbox will sell less. And
How are they going to do that? What magic thing is going to happen? That's what Josh Miyamoto asked, magic. Couldn't answer that question. Miyamoto magic.
Yeah. That's good enough.
Hey, remember the orchestra thing? Remember that?
He's not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Wasn't that his big idea?
Nobody's perfect. At least he tried something.
Wii music? That was like his huge revolutionary idea.
All right, I'll admit that was terrible, but he's not.
Phil, as Josh has pointed out, that has never happened before. What you're saying is going to happen.
I don't know. This might be. I think this might be unprecedented.
Hey, you know what the definition of insanity is, Phil?
Yeah, I think I've heard this before.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's
could be wrong.
That's what you're doing right now.
In which
that
case,
that's what you're doing right now.
I would have a week long of no Nintendo, only PlayStation, which, as you know, is a big sacrifice for me.
Josh is saying by September. Yep. And we'll I'm going to go with Josh.
But I get till the end of the year, though, in case they pass up and then come back.
Okay.
No, wait. And by whose list? Like, we have to have, an agreed upon, what's the website? Okay, NPD. Okay.
What's NPD?
Okay, so I want to make sure we're... No, he says no, no VG charts BS. That is where I go to for my up to date stuff because it's just fast to look at. But I realize that Josh does not like their numbers. So
what is NPD? I don't even know.
I don't know. It's the I don't know what it stands for. What
is National stand for? Public
NPD. It stands for National.
They are the official retailer number. Okay, so the retailer number.
I don't know what it stands for. Yeah, but I don't know I don't know what NPD actually stands for. But yes, they're the one, they keep track of that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, people.
All right.
I hope
that's
you enjoyed
what we'll
that.
Go by.
That's we need our to bet. Have Josh on the show again so you guys can just fight about this. It's always entertaining. We'll have Josh back on the show.
That's true.
We'll have the end of the year showdown.
He says he can't wait.
I'm excited.
I can't either. I can't wait to. Oh, now okay. Here's the thing, though. What if I'm right? What do I get?
Yeah. What is?
What do you guys do?
I'm not part of this.
Oh, now you're out, huh? Oh, you were so confident.
Well, what am I gonna do?
All right, Josh. What do I get?
Yeah. What is Josh?
What do you do if I'm right?
Josh has to only play Wii U. For a week.
You will only play Wii U for a week.
And I will play only 3DS because I don't have Wii U.
All right. You have GameCube. I'd let you play GameCube.
On GameCube. You'll let me play GameCube? Okay, yeah, here's a question. Here's a question. This is serious.
Okay.
Can I still watch media on my Xbox?
No. No, because I watch all my media on my Nintendo products. And I wouldn't be watching media on my Nintendo products for that week.
Oh, I don't know if I...
Oh, how confident are you now? What about that, Josh?
Fine. I'll do it.
You can watch TV. You can watch regular TV, or you could watch it on the internet on your computer. I'll allow those, but,
yeah,
but you
true.
Cannot. How would I even know? I don't even have an Xbox.
Okay, first of all, you wouldn't even know. And second of all, you're not going to win. There's no possible way.
Still, that's what the agreement is. No Xbox. No Roku. I don't know. What is Roku?
You can't say no Roku. You can't do that. That's not a game system.
But that's what you use to stream your media, and I use my Nintendo products.
Now we're getting into crazy talk here. This has nothing to do with...
I guess you're not that confident. I guess you admit that Nintendo's definitely going to win.
But now you're telling Josh can't watch TV for a week. You're getting
crazy. You can watch it on your Nintendo products. You got Netflix. Gosh. You got Amazon Prime. You got Hulu Plus. You got YouTube. That's where you watch it. That's the deal. I give up my Nintendo stuff. You have to only...
Okay,
use
that's
your
fine.
Nintendo
we're
stuff.
All fine here because there's...
All right, that's the deal. Everyone says. He said that's fine. We have witnesses.
As Josh points out.
He says, I literally can't lose this. All right, that's my deal. I will do that.
All right.
Can't wait.
Signed, sealed, delivered. The podcast audience is our witnesses. We've got Steve Espinoza in the chat. He is our official.
Yeah.
So it's witnessed. It's done.
Witnessed. All right. That's it. Whew, come on, Nintendo. I got to go buy some more Nintendo
games. Laid out the terms. So he said they'll probably have the numbers the first week in January or the second week.
All right.
So,
all right. There you go. When we get them.
You got to get the official numbers.
Okay. I can't wait. Come on, don't let me down, Nintendo.
You have to buy a million. You have to buy 10 million Wii U's.
I might. He says we will know in December because it will be so far away. Still not doing it till after the new year. That's my deal.
Even if this asks, what's the official wager? So we're just going to do this real quick one more time. So if by December, what are we saying? December 31st?
December 31st.
If so, these are the December numbers. If Xbox is 5 million ahead in December, but it's basically Phil thinks that Nintendo is gonna be higher than Xbox
in
total. December in total,
not
total
for annual sales, but in total.
And so if that is true, December 31st, if Nintendo is in second place ahead of Xbox total sales, Josh and I will only be allowed to use Nintendo products for a week. If
including
Xbox,
streaming like shows and stuff.
Yeah, including streaming shows. If Xbox is in second place, Phil cannot use Nintendo products for a week.
Right.
That's the deal.
And no 3DS or any other systems.
No Nintendo products.
Seven days. No Nintendo products. That's the deal. No. And if somehow Nintendo passes up PlayStation into first, you guys have to come to my house for a week. You have to come to my house for a week and only play on my Nintendo products. All right, okay. Josh says agreed. That's how he's confident.
I will live in Yucaipa for a week.
You guys, that's how confident. You would have to come live in Yucaipa for a week. All right. In the orchard. I'll set up a tent in the orchard for you guys.
Okay, so Steve's okay as witness. We're done here. Okay. So it's official. It's on.
Okay.
We have a witness. We have the audience, and we're good.
All right. That's the deal.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. We are all grown men over 30 years old.
That's right.
Betting about video games.
Yeah, this is pretty much how it went when I was in elementary school, too. So I don't know. It really hasn't changed anything.
Yep.
Except I was just arguing about Nintendo versus Sega then. Just the name has changed. The opponent.
Yet you still back Nintendo.
Yep, it's been that long. Never gave up.
All right,
I've never been wrong.
On that note, you can check out all of our stuff at radiobrendo.com, and you can go to benviewnetwork.com for all the great Benview Network podcasts. And anything else, Phil? Brax Comics.
Brax Comics, check that out. It's got new stuff up.
New comic.
New comic today. And talks about Mario Kart a little bit, believe it or not. So,
of course your new comic talks about Mario Kart.
Of course it does. And Reading Rainbow, for that matter. So, it's all in
there. You can tell when Phil does things on his own because it usually somehow involves Nintendo.
That's true. You can definitely tell the ones. If it's about Nintendo, those were pretty much written by me solo. So, yeah. So, BraxComics.com. Make sure you join our book club at RadioBreno.com. Click the book club link.
Currently reading Tangle of Knots.
Tangle of Knots. And it's really good. And we're going to have the author, Lisa Graff, on here in a little while. So, you should read it. It's a pretty quick read. And yeah, that's good. Don't take my word for it.
All right. Well, so for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
Podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.